For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A man who was caught inside a suburban Cleveland nursing home after escaping from a Missouri jail is preparing to stand trial. 25-year-old Brian Atkinson is scheduled to be tried January 7th in Boone County on charges of forcing his way into a woman's home and raping her. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Atkinson is accused of escaping in August 2013 from his Caldwell County jail cell by climbing through the ceiling. Authorities say he was on the run for about a month before he was arrested in Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Besides Boone and Caldwell counties, Atkinson faces charges in five other Missouri counties. Those charges include kidnapping, domestic assault, burglary, and tampering. Missouri's legislative leaders say anti-abortion measures are not among their main priorities next session. Eight bills have been filed so far for the legislative session that starts January 7th. The dimmed interest follows Republican lawmakers' success in September in overriding a veto by Governor Jay Nixon to enact one of the nation's longest waiting periods for abortions. The GOP now has even greater numbers to override a veto by the governor. But legislative leaders say their focus will be on economics and education instead of potentially divisive abortion bills. Anti-abortion lobbyist Sam Lee of Campaign Life Missouri says a bill for annual health inspections of clinics has the best chance of passing. Other abortion-related bills include a hotly contested measure to require the father's permission for an abortion. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized the first national standards regarding coal ash from power plants. The EPA opted not to classify coal ash as a hazardous waste. Veronique LaCapra reports that Missouri's largest electric utility company says it agrees with that decision.
If the EPA had decided to regulate coal ash as a hazardous waste, that would have triggered strict and costly requirements for its disposal and cleanup, and the possibility of federal enforcement action. But with coal ash designated as non-hazardous, enforcement is now left up to the states. In a written statement, Ameren said it agrees that coal ash is not a hazardous waste. The company says it is well positioned to comply with the new requirements, which include groundwater monitoring at all coal ash disposal sites. Ameren has proposed to build a coal ash landfill near its power plant in Labadie with a liner, as would be required by the new EPA rule. But residents opposed to the plan say Ameren's landfill would be in contact with groundwater, putting it out of compliance. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Missouri's low-wage workers are getting a small pay hike in 2015. Starting New Year's Day, the state's minimum wage will increase by 15 cents to $7.65 an hour. The minimum wage for tipped workers in Missouri will rise by 9 cents to $3.83 per hour. A law passed by voters in 2006 provides an annual cost of living adjustment to Missouri's minimum wage. The National Employment Law Project said in a news release that Missouri is joined by 19 states that will also raise their minimum wage on New Year's Day. New York will do the same on December 31st. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.